Now listen to part of a talk in an art history class. So, folks, this evening I want to move on from our previous discussion of Romanesque architecture to the new forms that emerged beginning in the, 11th century, which came to be known as Gothic architecture. As you'll likely recall, Romanesque architecture mainly consisted of a return, after about a 600-year break, to using Roman forms and, adapting them for the creation of a new generation of monumental structures. We talked about the development of arches, barrel vaults, and, in particular, the rebirth of monumental sculpture, specifically as seen in the great portals that were built in the 11th and 12th centuries. Now then, at the end of the 12th century, we also began to see the emergence of a new architectural style, Gothic. So, I hope all of you read the assigned chapters, so, maybe someone could tell us about a few of the key features of Gothic architecture?
Well, I seem to remember, that the Gothic style emphasizes verticality, rising high, and light, and, that they used, let me just grab my notes here, huge glass windows, skeletal structures, pointed arches, high vaults, and pointed spires. I think there were a few other features.
Yeah, I remember the gargoyles, you know, those monster statues, and they also had the flying buttresses, right?
That's right. I'm glad you brought up the pointed arch and the flying buttress, two very important innovations. As you may recall in the reading, the pointed arch allowed for tall windows, often made of intricate stained glass designs. You can see some of the most colorful and interesting examples at Sainte-Chapelle in Paris. I think there's a picture of it in your book, actually. Right. Then, the pointed arch, unlike the low, round Romanesque arch, allowed for tall windows and thus more light to enter than was possible in the older Romanesque churches and cathedrals. With the taller arches and colored stained glass windows, brighter, more magnificent spaces could be created. The Gothic cathedrals are quite bold in their aspirations to soar to greater heights, into the heavens. So next we have the flying buttress, the second feature of Gothic style that I want to talk about today. One that was important to the full development of the Gothic cathedrals. Does anyone have an idea of why that might be?
Maybe they allowed the sculptors to position figures like the gargoyles and others high above, but so that people on the ground could still see them.
No, I don't think that's quite it. The book mentioned something about a buttress being a means of support, but I think that has to do with supporting walls, not sculptures.
That's true. Earlier churches, even castles and Roman public buildings, used buttresses to support thick walls. So, the flying buttress evolved from an existing form, and it allowed cathedrals to be built taller by providing support for higher vaulted ceilings. Its function was to transmit the thrust, the outward force and weight, of a roof or a vault across an intervening space to a buttress on the outside of the building. By using flying buttresses, an architect could place windows or other openings in load-bearing walls, the walls that support the weight of the roof, which would allow more light to enter the building. Also, cathedrals could now soar to even greater heights, dizzying heights. For instance, if you look at the Ulm Cathedral in Germany, it rises to 530 feet, including the spire, another feature of Gothic style that I believe was mentioned in your book. Now, 530 feet, that's pretty tall. We're talking taller than the first modern skyscrapers, and built without the use of a steel skeleton or modern machinery.
So, it was just made of stone?
For the most part, structures built in the Gothic style, originally that is, there are modern copies, Gothic Revival we call it, for the most part, Gothic structures of the Middle Ages were built entirely of carved stone blocks cemented together. Wood frames were used during construction and for some of the final decorative work, but rarely for structural purposes. And that brings me to the third feature I want to talk about, vaults. Remember the Romanesque vaults?
Yeah, I think they had the rounded low vaults and then the longer barrel vault. And they had the broad, stout columns.
Exactly. With the pointed arch and the flying buttress, among other changes that we'll get to, builders could create higher vaulted ceilings that were more open, more airy. Unlike the round Romanesque arch, the pointed arch distributed weight downward more effectively, thus allowing for narrower columns and more open vaulted areas, again, letting in more light and air throughout the building. Now get ready to answer the questions. You may use your notes to help you answer.